men that you're attracting aren't up to your caliber, right? They're not as ambitious as you. They're not as successful as you. They're not working on life as the way that you are. They're not keeping up the same routines as you are. There's definitely a lack in a situation. You become more of the mature one.
F you, go away.
For every alpha female born, a cat gets a new home.
If I see another motherfucking bull ring, I'ma go fight a bull and lose on purpose and just end it, cause I can't take this no more. She said something about being mature. When you think of mature, do you think of a bull ring? When you think of mature, do you think of a woman talking shit about dating on TikTok? Are those a couple things that come to your mind? I doubt it. Why do you think it is that you keep attracting a guy who's not on your level? Because guys on your level not looking for what you are for numerous reasons. So if you keep attracting losers, maybe you a big L when it come to what men attracted to. And it ain't your career and ambition and all that. So when it come to being feminine, nurturing, caring, sweet, agreeable, you a big L, just like they a big L when it come to finances. Is that a lip ring too? Oh, you done. You're done.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
And you end up mommying the person in your partnership because you are more mature and you're this figure that has it all figured out.
Ooh, you see what she did there? She's a figure that got it all figured out. It's a real wordsmith right here. Straight bars.
You've had it all figured out. You got it going on. You have everything that you need. You provide your house, your luxury gifts.
Nobody cares.
You provide emotional needs to yourself. You have friendships. Then, like, what can a man provide for you?
Men aren't satisfied with the women in his country?
Not really. No.
If you're showing off all these things, what can a man provide for you?
Nothing.
He doesn't know where he fits into that equation.
Right. So
and so
single.
You end up attracting people who cannot provide anything for you.
What the f***?
She has no friends. She's a loser. She's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow. So she has the intellect of a 9-year-old.
Congratulations. You did it. You reached your goal. You a real badass boss.
Yeah, girl, you don't need no man.
Would you date a bus driver? Would you date
if
a bus
he owns
driver?
The bus? If he owns no. it, if he owns the bus,
see, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem.
Okay. If you wanted a high value man, you could have worked as a barista, a waitress, or something. Now you're forever disqualified. Enjoy Pookie Chang and Pookie Lee.
You said that your husband paid all the bills, including your phone bill, gas, your gas. He pay for your car, so you don't gotta make, you don't gotta do nothing. You don't pay for nothing. But literally, you're just working here for fun. You work here for fun? Where the f*** did you get this man?
These type of guys are all around. And here's the thing, if a dude make 50K, he could provide for you. It may not be a fancy lifestyle, but he could provide. You'll have a car. It ain't gonna be a Benz, but it's a car. You're gonna have a place to stay. It may not be a mansion, but you got a roof over your head. Plenty of dudes can afford to provide, but they might not be 6'2". They may not look like Magic Mike, but they could provide. But these women will rather struggle working at Walmart part-time than settle down with a decent average dude.
In my culture, all men are like that. They are self-love. He cleans and cooks for you, too. He doesn't clean. He cooks for me. Oh, and we get a clean. You got a cleaner? He pays for it. Is he paid?
Guys, I think that I independent womaned it too hard, and now I'm 36. I live in a house that I own with a great career, amazing friends and family, an adorable cat, and I may very well be alone forever because I don't want anyone to sleep in my bed, this one right here. You know, just a word to the wise for all those 28 to 32 year olds who are thinking, yeah, I'm an independent woman after a long relationship. I can do anything you can. But just know what you're getting yourself into.
She's going to end up in a white padded room with a straight jacket like this.
Save the, you should have got the ring first. It wasn't going to work out anyways.
We'll return after these messages.
videos like this should be what not to do as women.
You're getting yourself into a life full of meaningless conversations with your cat. That's what you're getting yourself into.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
Since you're doing so well, you're so strong, you're so independent, you're so disciplined, how about you lose a few? I wouldn't want you to have any medical problems so you're not there for your cat. That cat really needs you. So I really want you to get healthy, lose some weight, so you could be the companion your cat deserves.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Dear man, as a strong, independent Black woman myself, I can confidently say that I speak for us all when I tell you that no Black woman is that way because she wants to be. Show me a strong, independent Black woman, and I'll show you a Black woman who has had a man drop the ball at some point in her life.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.
Because she was attracted to the men who would be the most likely to drop the ball. The problems in the Black community start with Black women's taste in men. If they would stop chasing Shotgun Sharif and Dope Boy Darren, maybe kids could grow up with a father in the home. Because you decided to lay down with a good dude instead of the menace to society archetype.
I'm pregnant.
What the f*** you telling me for?
What?
What?
Be it her dad, her child's father, a man she was with, some man from her past dropped the ball in order for that woman to be that way. And so as a result of that, she has had to put on the britches and become a man herself. As Black women, we so desperately want to be soft, submissive.
Stop the cat.
Lying, bitch.
No, 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 no. That's something that you're programmed to be between, you know, 18 to 23. Once you get in your 30s, you'll never be that. You've been programmed to be a mean, masculine bitch. And if that guy see any signs of femininity, it'll just be an act, a temporary act. I assure everybody that's listening.
He's out of line, but he's right.
We want to be all of that for our men.
Cap.
And trust me, no matter how strong and independent we are,
you are never
we
strong.
Will be all of those things if we see that we have a man in front of us that's worth submitting to.
Conditional femininity is bullshit. If you hear any woman talking about a checklist that need to be checked off for her to be feminine, get the hell out of Dodge. The same way a woman would get the hell out of Dodge if she was talking to a man and he was talking about, you gotta meet this checklist for me to act masculine.
No woman who has had to pull herself up and do it on her own for so long is going to submit to a man unless he has shown himself worthy. So
by the time a woman online talking like this, look, you don't got to worry about it, baby, because you're not going to have a man. So you don't got to send threats.
Dear men, if you want us to submit, give us something to submit to.
And you will be seeing that hand movement and that neck snap all day, every day if you was in a relationship with her. And she really feel like she had a mic drop moment when she said the same bullshit that all these other Black women on the internet saying. She really feel like she did her thing with this one. Like she really gave some deep game.
Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000.
At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least on the figures.
A million? 2 million?
But minimum, at least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.